Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Chris Malone. Here is a look at KTK Morning News for Monday, November 28th, 2022. An inmate at the Marion County Jail is dead after he refused to cooperate with jail officials. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says 46-year-old Scott Leslie Whitley III was being uncooperative on a routine cell inspection Friday morning when he refused to be placed in handcuffs. After pepper spray and a taser were unsuccessful, six deputies were able to subdue Whitley. That's when they found out that he was not breathing. He was transported to a local hospital where Whitley was pronounced dead. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating the incident. The Biden administration has suspended student loan payments for an eighth time while it focuses on lawsuits challenging its loan forgiveness program. The new pause will delay payments and interest charges on all federal student loans until litigation on the issue is resolved or until August. Borrowers have had their payments paused since March of 2020, and a plan to forgive up to $20,000 of certain loans has been stalled by lawsuits filed in six states. The lawsuits claim loan forgiveness would harm state revenues and therefore impact future loans to students, while the government warns of significant loan defaults without the forgiveness. Prior to March 2020, one in five student loan borrowers were in default. And a Florida woman is suing Velveeta Macaroni and Cheese over its claim of how long it takes to cook in the microwave. Amanda Rodriguez claims Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese meals takes longer than its advertised 3.5 minutes time frame. The lawsuit says the packaging statement is misleading as the mac and cheese is not ready to eat after 3.5 minutes, as it takes longer once the pasta has cooked before it can be consumed. Ramirez is asking Velveeta to cease its deceptive advertising and is seeking $5 million in damages. Kraft Heinz, the maker of Velveeta, says it was aware of the, quote, frivolous lawsuit and said that they will strongly defend against the allegations in the complaint.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Gainesville man has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after he allegedly hit a man with his car intentionally. The Alachua County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Ernesto Alejo was involved in a fight with the victim at a Newberry residence Friday night when he got into his car and drove across the victim's front yard to hit him on his right hip while he was standing on his front porch. The victim was transported to an area hospital for treatment, and his condition is unknown. If convicted, Alejo could be sentenced up to 15 years in jail and fines up to $15,000. One person was killed and four others were wounded in a shooting at an outdoor basketball court on the Florida A&M campus yesterday afternoon. Tallahassee police said the shooting happened around 4:30 Sunday afternoon near the Hansel Tukes Student Recreation Center on the FAMU campus, prompting the campus into lockdown for hours. One male was pronounced dead at the scene, while three other men and a child were reported injuries from minor to serious. FAMU's president Larry Robinson said that based on the initial report, none of the victims appeared to be students. Police say they're still searching for the shooting suspect, and a motive is still unknown at this time. And a library in Texas said that they found something unexpected in the Dropbox, a Beatles tape that had been checked out 44 years ago. The San Antonio Public Library said the audio tape of an interview with John Lennon and Paul McCartney was checked out at one of its branches less than a decade after the Beatles broke up. The red rubber stamp on the library card showed it was due to be returned on or before September 15, 1978, but it happens to be 16,140 days late. Fortunately, according to the library, they have done away with late fees as of October of last year. Not to mention, the cassette tape is so old that records of who checked it out and the cassette itself no longer exist.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.